It is always a joy to read a report that takes making the way that the world works appear clearer as its objective. Most official reports try to force their political views onto realities, and these rarely coincide. But a recent report, Good Work, the Taylor Review of Modern Working Practices, does work. It points out the myths, and it goes with the flow. In other words, it goes for clarity of thinking and describes the realities that it sees just as clearly. The world of work is full of tangled thinking, from the way that it is changing to the way that tax revenues can be raised from those changes. Take this statement from early in the review as a way of clearing up the received wisdom of the day. For example, although over recent years take-home pay rates have stagnated for many workers, if tax levels and tax credits are taken into account, average take-home pay for families with a member in full-time employment is higher in the UK than the rest of the G7. Who would have thought that from the way that the issue is normally discussed? And who would have thought from the received wisdom on the subject that the majority of workers in the famously elusive gig economy yearn for an online tool that would ensure that they got their tax right? In a Taylor Review survey, some 72% said they would welcome an online tool to support them in paying the right tax. It is all about recognising and understanding the way this world is going and making sure that the wider world gets the advantages. It is not about imposing political objectives. And once that is understood, you can then see the advantages, which many do not, of, for example, the efforts at making tax digital in this growing sector of the economy. It will, suggests the review, reduce the likelihood of avoidable errors and make the process of calculating tax liabilities easier. Once rolled out, most businesses, self-employed people and landlords will be able to keep track of their tax affairs digitally in real time and update Her Majesty's Revenue and Customs on a quarterly basis. This is clearly a step in the right direction. And unlike the views in much of the debate, it is based on what people out there actually want. The gig economy has made many things easier. The Taylor Review wants to continue this. In a startling example, it describes how the tax authorities in Estonia have been collaborating with the Uber taxi system in a project to simplify tax for what it calls sharing economy workers. Uber shares the information on financial transactions between customers and drivers, which it already collects automatically, with the tax authorities, who can then pre-fill the driver's tax forms. It has been so successful that it is now being rolled out for any online platforms and their customers to get declarations of tax right. Issues that used to be complex can now be resolved in the simplest of ways. As the review makes clear, the best way to achieve better work is not national regulation, but responsible corporate governance, good management, and strong employment relations within the organisation, which is why it is important that companies are seen to take good work seriously and are open about their practices and that all workers are able to be engaged and heard. In the end, it's a simple understanding of the realities.